Welcome. Good to have everybody with me today on A Little Grace to Grow. Today we're going to look at a passage out of 1 John chapter 4, and we will read verse, verse 8. It says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." So there is a lot of movements out there going by the name of Christianity. Maybe some of them sincerely are, but they're often on some of their doctrine. And I think it's very, very important that when we learn about God, we use the Bible to learn about God, not just our emotions. We need to let the Bible interpret God and not how we feel. And the reality is, God is love. If we're going to know how to love, we need to know God. People that truly love, love because they've learned it from God. But there are a few things about the love of God that I want to emphasize here that I think would help us discern error and give us some clarity in regards to what the Bible means when the Bible tells us that God is love and that we are to have the love of God. I want to bring out three things here in regards to this phrase. I'll add it to this phrase. God's love is not, number one, a license to sin. Just because God loves us doesn't mean He has legalized sin in our lives. And of course, I know that's a broad word, so let me just name some. Lying, cheating, stealing, bitterness, envying, immoral thinking, impure thoughts, fornication, adultery, blasphemies, complaining, murmuring, and the list can go on. Probably the worst is unbelief. But nevertheless, God's love is not a license to sin. The reason He sent His Son, Jesus, into the world was to save us from sin, not to help us embrace our sin. God's love, in its kindness and patience, can be misunderstood for a license. Don't be fooled. Don't mistake God's patience as God's permission. The God who sent His Son to die for us also said, "The wages of sin is death. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Be sure your sin will find you out. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." There's been a consequence on sin since the Garden of Eden. Ecclesiastes 8:11 is a telling verse. "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." So, often men think, "Well, I've got away with this. I must be an exception to the rule." David was a man after God's own heart, and he did not get by with his sin. Nor did Lot, nor did Abraham, nor did Moses, and nor will you or I get by with our sin, even as God's children, if you put faith in Christ. God loves us, but it's not, His love is not a license to sin. Number two, God's love is not a disregard of justice. God did not quit being just when Jesus came. The fact that Jesus had to die for our sins reveals that God's love is just. The consequence of sin was death. That's what God's justice said. God satisfied His justice with a perfect substitute, the Lord Jesus. In that, He expressed His love and maintained His justice. Man was guilty, and eternal torment in hell would have been his fine. Jesus never sinned, but He volunteered to die in our place and satisfy God's justice. Those who receive Christ are delivered from eternal justice and judgment. They are placed in the family of God and have a heavenly Father who will help them grow. Christ has provided us with mercy, but mercy is only available to those who repent of sin and turn to God. To remove justice would be to remove love. Where there is no justice, there is anarchy and tyranny. God's love would not allow that. God will be patient, but He will be just. That is why every man will stand before Him and give an account of the deeds done in their body as well as what they did with Jesus, their decision concerning Jesus. To reject God's mercy is to receive God's wrath. Number three, God's love is not a refusal to chasten. You know, I know there are some parents that say, well, I just love my child too much to spank them. Well, not God. The Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. Well, you say, I would never spank my child. I wouldn't use my hand. I wouldn't do that. Well, I guess you'd let your child run wild and grow up to be selfish. But God loves us too much to just let us go, at least His children. A loving parent will not allow their child to play with poisonous snakes or run in the streets. They will not allow their child to develop bad character. The loving parent will teach and correct. By the way, sometimes God's expression of love doesn't feel like love at the time. But when all is said and done, if it has turned your heart away from your sin back to the Lord into the paths of righteousness, you will look back like David and say, it is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. And most adults who were corrected by their parents when they were younger look back with gratitude that their parents didn't let them indulge their selfish behavior to their own ruin. Some children need more correction than others. That's a fact. The distinction between the child of God and the lost man is the child of God will always have to pay for his sins in this life. And so, friend, I tell you, that is what we learn about what God's love is not. We know what it is. It is unconditional. And thank God if you're in the family, in His family, through Jesus Christ, He'll never quit loving you. But hopefully you understand the direction of His love. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a fantastic day.